Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Sales Accelerator podcast, where we dive deep into the pulse of AI-driven sales innovation. I'm your host, Tim Cortinovis. Today's episode isn't just another entry in the series, it's a pivotal point in the chronicles of sales revolution. Today, we're talking about the convergence of technologies, the reshaping of commerce, and the embedding of AI, not just as a tool, but as an integral player in our workflows. Let's jump right in. This week's eye-opener comes from Google, which has just expanded its AI horizons with Ads Advisor and Analytics Advisor. We're seeing AI agents move from concept to norm in optimizing marketing campaigns. What does this mean for us in sales? Well, our marketing counterparts are becoming hyper-responsive and data-driven, creating faster pipelines and sharper strategies. Then there's Shopify. They've reported a colossal 11x growth in AI-driven orders, indicating that the ways in which customers discover and buy products are undergoing radical evolution. We need to rethink traditional sales funnels because AI agents now evaluate options and execute transactions autonomously. It's a call to action. Sales teams need to prepare for acquisition through AI, not just search engines, and it's not just Shopify. Over at Microsoft, their Ignite 2025 event introduced a suite of new tools that embed AI reasoning into everyday enterprise tasks. Microsoft 365 now hosts Agent 365, a control plane for managing fleets of autonomous agents. This isn't just software, it's a paradigm shift. Soon, our sales reps will be augmented by AI assistants handling various tasks, freeing them to focus on the human aspects of selling. Salesforce also jumps into the fray, adding deep observability to their Agentforce platform. With this enhancement, organizations can now monitor and optimize AI agent behavior at scale. Imagine handling 90% of service requests autonomously. The takeaway: the infrastructure for autonomous sales operations is now robust and ready for action. Meanwhile, OpenAI's instant checkout, powered by the Agentic Commerce Protocol, is changing how customers make purchases. Imagine transactions moving from websites to AI-driven interfaces. This could be our new norm. It's crucial for sales and marketing leaders to shift focus towards making products agent-discoverable to stay relevant. In a related development, McKinsey's recent survey highlights that while many organizations are experimenting with AI agents, only a select few are seeing significant business outcomes. The key is not in marginal improvements, but in transformational strategies. Our challenge? Embrace AI as more than a tool. Make it the backbone of our workflows. Gartner's prediction that 40% of enterprise apps will feature AI agents by 2026 is another compelling indicator. With agentic AI forecasted to be a major chunk of the enterprise software market by 2035, the time to act is now. Competitors are defining their agentic strategies. Are we? Also, there's the fascinating advance in lead generation and sales forecasting. With AI, accuracy leaps to 95%, a game changer against traditional methods. The administrative load has shifted from reps to machines, allowing us to refocus on strategy and relationships. To conclude, Capgemini reports a gap between agentic AI's potential and its measurable effectiveness. While optimism runs high, actionable strategies are lagging. Let's not just be part of the statistics. Let's translate AI capabilities into tangible sales wins. So, what's the key takeaway from all this? We're stepping into the era of the agentic enterprise, where AI handles repetitive tasks, unleashing human potential for strategic decisions and relationship building. This is our moment to reshape not just our sales processes, but our entire approach to market leadership. Thanks for tuning in to the Sales Accelerator. If today's episode has sparked ideas, share it with your team, subscribe, and remember, the future belongs to those who accelerate. Until next time, this is Tim Cortinovis signing off.